Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
There's a lot of 5'9", pocket rockets.
Let's go around the NFL in the loop style.
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football.
Here's John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
I'm going to tell you all about how much fun you're going to have this season.
On Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
God bless John Harris, man.
He's the best.
So this is the thing. You guys know John Harris a lot better than I do. I'm getting to know him a little bit better. He's got a good sense of humor, right?
Oh, like, yeah, right, he'll love that.
Oh, 100.
Right, he'll love that.
If he was listening to the segment right now, he's probably belly laughing.
He probably is.
He wouldn't call us some jackass on the radio.
Well, no, probably some other people.
In the media? What was he saying? In the media? In the radio.
Yeah, in the media.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, radio is media, to be completely honest.
Yeah, I think he was talking about somebody else.
No, he was.
It wasn't us.
Maybe. Yeah. It could be. All right, let's go around the NFL. And I want to start here. George Atala, who works with the NFL Players Association, they put something out recently saying that 75-80% of players respond to, you remember the NFL report card, NFLPA report card survey? And I found this interesting because that was a question that was out there. It's like, oh, this is interesting, but I wonder how much. They were willing to put out a specific kind of number. He said, quote, we just had about 75-80% of response from players, and so you can't say that it's not scientifically accurate. In fact, the opposite's true. It's almost a census-like approach that the Players Association was taking, and the credibility of the survey was bolstered even more, and there were experts behind the scenes who were running the survey. It's not J.C. Treader or, just individual people going on a project. This is basically speaking to the veracity of what they do. Mm-hmm. And all of this seems to be in direct relation or in direct opposition to Woody Johnson, the owner of the Jets, who was the only owner, mind you, that received an F. Mm-hmm. He had come out when these things had come out, or when he had an opportunity to be asked about it at the league meeting, saying they were totally bogus. Mm-hmm. He said that the whole thing, was bogus. He said he took issue with how they collected information, all that, so on and so forth. Like, Woody Johnson, this doesn't help you at all, right? Like, this is not going to help you in your endeavor to be a better team.
I'm glad he came out with the kind of the facts and the research behind it, because this is in direct response to Woody Johnson, I think.
Yeah.
It's not just, hey, this is what we do. I think it's a reaction to what Woody Johnson said, which was ludicrous. And by the way, even if it was more of a scientific survey, which scientific surveys can be as little as 1-2% of a population, especially like polls and stuff.
Yeah.
But generally, you like to get a good 10%, and that'll kind of reflect. This was 75-80?
Yeah.
That's impressive that they did it like that,
And I think what it speaks to is just how strong of a tool this has become for the Players Association. Mm-hmm. Like, we've seen teams actively, one, promise changes, and then two, actually make changes.
Yeah.
And I kind of love it, considering that the team owners typically have been able to, message the way that they want to and hold a lot of power. It's one of the things that I think people bang on the NFLPA about is, oh, y'all don't stand your ground when it comes to bargaining situations and y'all get beat over the head. I kind of like this as a maybe not specifically a bargaining chip, but something that they can utilize to wrangle back a little bit of power from owners, because we've seen even the Texans, like, they're bringing back the sauna behind the Players Association. Well, I don't know if that's exactly what it was, but I mean,
it kind of was.
It's a fair line to draw, and we've seen other owners operate in a place where they go, okay, this is an opportunity for me to be better at meeting my players' needs. I just kind of love that Woody Johnson over there not doing that. Only thing I hate that for is Aaron Glenn, who steps into that place. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, your owner is actively like making it harder for you to do your job, man.
Yeah, no, and that's what I was going to say. Even if it were just 5 to 10% of the players, as an owner, shouldn't that still get your attention? You know, if this was 75-80, it absolutely should get your attention, and you should not say it was, quote, totally bogus, as he said. You should react to it, and I think you're 100% right. If I'm Aaron Glenn, I'm like, man, what have I gotten myself into here? You know?
Well, I mean, I feel like he knew that the opportunity from Jets, but the only problem is that there's what did David Culley say?
There's only 32 of them.
That's right. That's right. And so you might have to take the one with the owner who gets an F and goes, nope. Clearly, someone graded this wrong.
Yeah.
I didn't fail this test. Mm-hmm. Someone else messed up. But yeah, best of luck, Eric Glenn. That's not fun to have to be in that circumstance. We continue around the NFL, and I take you to this. John Gruden, as we've established, is Sean Pendergast's best friend, and apparently he really rocks with Migos and an NBA young
Migos.
Boy. That's right. And with all of that... he has an interesting comparison, and this goes to show for me why I don't love player comps, because they can put you in tough places. He has a player comparison for Will Howard, the Ohio State graduate who's going into the draft.
He's drinking the Kool-Aid.
And maybe it's because Will Howard put him on the NBA Youngboy, so we wanted to make sure to big up him. How do you like this as a comparison, as a comp for the quarterback, Will Howard? Josh Allen. With a big dual threat quarterback, right? And that's what he talked about. He said the comp is MVP of the league, Josh Allen. Real deal dual threat. You guys are the same size, man.
Well, part of me hates it.
He must be smoking on whatever Migos and NBA Youngboy
well,
is smoking
on. Well, we know what they're smoking on. Part of me hates it because I feel like Josh Allen is becoming the modern day Tom Brady. You know, Tom Brady was picked in the sixth round. There's a big quarterback that didn't have great percentage numbers in high school. You know, that Anthony Richardson could be Josh Allen. You know, that Will Howard could be Josh Allen. Now, to be fair, Will Howard was better by a long shot than Anthony Richardson. But it's just unfair. But I get it, especially from Gruden, but I think that Josh Allen is going to be like the outlier that everybody starts talking about like that.
And it was evident early on that that was what was going to happen here, because he was the magic trick, man. He was the dude that was not accurate that all of a sudden became accurate. Yeah. That was something that historically you did not see happen with quarterbacks. And I knew, like, hey, this is going to find – you're going to find yourself in a place where a lot of dudes get fired behind trying to pull that same magic trick again. Mm-hmm. Anthony Richardson is the big one to talk about, because he very much was in that same place of, oh, this is a lot of tools. And this is raw clay that we can mold. And, hey, you probably want it to be more molded than you've been in to this point. But I feel like that's kind of unfair to Will Howard, man. Now there's a level of expectation there that I don't think is fair. Like, I don't know how much more you're going to wring out of Will Howard. And even if there is that to wring out of him, it's not an easy thing to do. So, man, more power to folks as we continue to get closer to this 2 weeks out from the NFL draft. And it does seem like people are really going to get themselves into places, twist themselves into pretzels to take players that I don't know that they need to in places that I'm not sure that they
get
should.
Get them in the first round.
Well, go ahead and do like that. And push compare, the players down to the Texans.
If you feel like that's Josh Allen, get them in the first
round.
That's
the thing. It's not just like a big, successful quarterback. It's Josh Allen. I mean, MVP, all this other stuff.
Nah, go ahead. In fact, you know what? My bad. I was going the wrong way. Teams, especially teams with picks 24 and lower. Go ahead and look at that. There's a quarterback there for you. Go ahead and take that for you and push more players down to the Houston Texans. Man. All right. We mentioned Anthony Richardson. Let's go to Bruce Arians. Bruce Arians, a very, very good coach. All right. I did use the word legendary. Is that too far?
Not in terms of his persona. Like his, like just as a guy, I think he's a legendary.
But coach. You wouldn't say as a coach?
As a coach, no.
I would say legendary in the NFL circles.
Yeah, just as a guy, as a character.
Because if you could ask a lot of NFL players, they probably say he is a legend. But as far as like overall, like comparing to other coaches, say nah.
Yeah,
Rick Hall, very good, very very good offensive coach, and has had a very good eye for quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. And so you do not take it with a grain of salt. You do not take it lightly when he says something like this about a fellow AFC South player, Anthony Richardson.
Anthony, I think, needed two more years of college. You know, as a passer, not as an athlete. He's a great athlete. But as a passer, I didn't see him coming out being able to beat anybody in 2 minutes and third down. And that's where you win in the NFL. If you can't win third down in 2 minutes, you're just an average guy. And I don't care how good you run. You don't run the ball in 2 minutes. As a quarterback, you throw it. And you command the game. I think his growth this year is going to be huge. If he can't make it, the growth that I think he can make, and I think he's going to put the work in. He's got a great reputation as a hard worker. So, Daniel pushing. Daniel's going to really push.
Except when he taps his helmet to come out a third down. That's all.
Yeah, exactly.
That's only.
No, that resonates. You mentioned it. Forget head coach. Just as an offensive mind, as a quarterback guru. You take what Bruce Arians says seriously.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know?
I mean, I do. Yeah. And I find it interesting that he kind of put a little bit more of a timeline. I guess we probably all could look at it that, hey, you guys already went off, you know, you went off on the opportunity to draft him, and you're putting your eggs in that basket. There's only so long that you can ride with that particular decision. Mm-hmm. So, like, that was to be understood. But the idea that this is the year, man, this is the year to put it together. Bleeper, get off the pot is basically what Bruce Arians is saying. I do appreciate that he threw in there. I think he can do it. I think he can do it. But the idea that this is the year for him to do it, you feel Daniel Jones is the one to push him?
Well, no. But, I mean, I think it is going to be a competition.
Which probably says less about Daniel Jones than...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. that's tough. All right. Some more things around the NFL. Ian Rappaport, NFL Media, said that the Steelers interviewing Shedeur Sanders was as much about sending a message to Aaron Rodgers as getting more intel on Sanders. You believe this?
I do. I could see
where... I thought they weren't worried about Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, that was last week, right? Yeah. That was last week. Hey, no problem.
Sound a little worried to me.
Yeah, we're confident. That was one of the buyer sells last Friday, I think. No, I do believe that. I mean, people are just sick of him if he wasn't so good, you know? And they're like, all right, well, and not only, I think it's both things. I think it's a message to Aaron Rodgers, we're ready to move on. And then also, hey, if we're ready to move on, you know, we have to look at this quarterback.
I don't. Do you feel like they're ready to move on? I think it's probably more of, hey, man, we would like to know so we can make plans. Because I do think that they could still be in very much a place where they have Shedeur and Aaron Rodgers. Mm-hmm. Like, I still think that that's very much a possibility because it's not like Aaron Rodgers is there for a good long time. Now, for me personally, if you're going to do to the Aaron Rodgers thing, you probably want to just...
Yeah.
I don't know that I want Shedeur Sanders because mm-hmm. I've talked about it. I think that there's a particular ceiling on how high and how good of a quarterback he could be. And at that point, you might as well just wait and see if you can find a better quarterback and have that the fullness of that rookie contract with him. But yeah, like I...
Maybe just a different way of saying the same thing.
Possibly.
Like, hey, we're ready to move on, but we'll take you. You know, like what you're saying is we need you, but if we're not going to get you.
Yeah, but we got to do something here, man. We got to do something.
It seems like they just kind of checking all their boxes right now because right now, currently, who's their quarterback?
Mm-hmm. What is it? Is it Mason Rudolph at this point?
Mason Rudolph, mm-hmm. yeah. So I think that's smart to kind of bring in these different quarterbacks to kind of see everything, because that is a need right now.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to be completely honest. I don't really love the way that the Steelers have gone about their team building of late, which is kind of crazy because they
it's
felt
very
like,
weird.
They felt like they had been a stalwart of team building. Mm-hmm. They've been one of those teams that you look at and they go, they have their way of executing things, and they do that to the best of their abilities, and they constantly come out here with
and
a good
team. And it
works.
Team. Yeah.
Feels like that's starting to fall apart for them.
Well, yeah, as Figgy said, it's just weird. They've kind of gotten out of their skin a little bit lately.
Yeah, speaking of falling apart in some ways, Tyreek Hill. Mm-hmm. Like, what is happening with old boy here, right? Like, I am having real concerns about the wide receiver who then, you know, starts acting up in a big way. And I know Tyreek Hill has always had various, off-field things that come up for him. But here's another one. As Tyreek Hill, the police was called on him. Mm-hmm. They were called to a domestic dispute is what it was called. Monday, no charges were ultimately filed, but yes, this was a Sunny Isles Beach Police Department, a place that I had not heard of until today, or yesterday, rather. But yeah, officers responded to a call from Hill's mother-in-law, who told them that Hill was, quote, very aggressive and impulsive, and that she was afraid for her daughter. Obviously, her daughter being Hill's wife, Keita Vaccaro. They got in an argument. Apparently, he threw her laptop on the floor, and he grabbed their four-month-old daughter and then headed to the balcony of their 35th floor apartment in Miami. I don't know, or in that Miami area. I don't know what that then implies beyond that. Ultimately, they said that it was not physical. However, and this is the thing that's always uncomfortable about this, officers noted a visible bruise on Vaccaro's chest.
Mm-hmm.
Like, these are always the very uncomfortable places where you end up in a place. And this is why I'm always very careful about talking, or I try to be at least very careful about talking about, like, these domestic disputes and of such, because I don't know that you get the opportunity for a potential victim to be like fully honest because of the circumstances, because of the closeness, because of the opportunity of like I guess retribution or the feelings that of attachment that are still there. Yeah. Right, they love that person, they don't want to see them be harmed by, you know, the consequences of what could be their actions there. Right, so I just look at Tyreek Hill and I go, dude, like, how are you in this circumstance again, especially with all of the things that you've been through in your career?
Well, that's it. We were defending Tyreek Hill. Remember when he got pulled over and all that stuff?
Yeah.
And just kind of reading that situation and the video, et cetera. But there's just too much smoke, man. I mean, there's just smoke around him all the time. Just all the time.
The thing that's uncomfortable is also, like, this feels like it fits with a more recent pattern. And this is, I'm doing a little reaching here, and I recognize that. Feels like it fits in with a little bit pattern of erratic behavior for him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. All the time.
Yeah, but even recently where, you know, obviously towards the end of the season where he's kind of, like, breaking bad with his team. And then ultimately gets to a point where now he is on social media basically hinting at constantly the possibility of wanting to be traded, but then also, like, publicly not standing on that per se. It's a very weird place, and this is a weird cap off to it. The biggest thing obviously is, like, I wish the best for his wife, his daughter. Like, there's people that are very vulnerable in this circumstance, and hope that everything works out there. But yeah, another very uncomfortable place, and it made me think of, like, I was at the house a couple weeks ago, and I heard yelling in the hallway. And, like, when I hear, like, domestic dispute that does not reach to the place of violence, like, we are so bad in this country, in our society, of, like, knowing what to do. And I put my hand up in this as well.
Yeah.
I heard a couple arguing, but it did not seem like it was rising to the level of violence.
Yeah,
but they were arguing loud enough that in my closed door apartment, I could hear them.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what do I do in this circumstance?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if I want to involve the police in this.
Mm-hmm.
But also, like, do I need to step in? Leave it alone? Yeah. What am I supposed to do here?
I've seen it a bunch of times just in my neighborhood back when I was a kid, where it went south when somebody else step in.
Exactly.
Because now both of them, like, mind your bleeping business.
Yeah, both of them.
And then now they ganging up on you for trying to step in or do something.
Yeah.
That's a tough call, man.
It is. But in his case, it's just, you know, and she ended up reportedly filing for divorce as soon as the charges were dropped. So she had those papers ready, or at least the decision or whatever.
Wasn't they just on TikTok doing some stuff?
Yeah. Yeah,
that's not surprising. Yeah. Like, that's the thing that makes all this uncomfortable.
Yeah,
it's like we've seen other players acting erratically.
Yeah, I just seen them, like, dang, they happy.
Yeah,
he got one.
Yeah, well,
Is that a PSA? Grass ain't always greener over there.
100%.
Don't keep up with the Joneses, so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. All right. That's around the NFL here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, it's a little bit early to get into this, but I kind of want to. Because you have quarterbacks who put together a pretty good rookie season last year. And I kind of want to look forward, especially after free agency, which sophomore quarterbacks have been set up to have a slump or just to have a jump? We'll break that down next.